But right now, we're excited. It's been about 2 months since we had our last guest on. He is the sheriff of Pierce County. Paul Pastor joins us right now. Sheriff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Right now, Sheriff, what are your concerns right now with COVID-19 running through your community?
Well, the part of it is that people have the proper level of concern, that they not run loose with rumors, and that they know that people with badges on, as well as people who don't have badges on, medical people, people at grocery stores, utility workers, lots of people are on the job, paying attention, doing the right thing. You have an important role in this, and your role is to keep people informed. And that is a super important role right now. So thank you for working to do that.
How about with your Pierce County Sheriff officers and everything like that? What's your concern with that? Do you have everything that you need?
Well, probably never have everything that we need. We're very thinly stretched in the county. This does stretch us more thinly, but I get to work with people who really care about what they're doing. We have plans in place. We continue to have plans in place, and we intend to be there for the community.
Sheriff Pastor, the Supreme Court of Washington just ordered judges to essentially keep some of the low-level offenders out of jail. What do you think about that?
Well, I've written some things in the past. You may be aware that
yes.
I think that we, as we look at criminal justice reform, it shouldn't be put it in reverse reform. That is, we say, you know, there are concerns about jail inequity and things like that. Doesn't mean we shut down jails. Right now, we have to very carefully adjust how many people we have in jail, keep them safe, keep them healthy, and that's something we're doing in our jail.
Sheriff, we spoke with the Pierce County executive earlier this week, and we got a lot of his perspective, too. At that point, he had some figures for us. Do you know how many people within the Pierce County Sheriff's Department have tested positive as of today?
Yes, I do. One. And that person is recovering fully. He's just about fully done with recovery. So that's good news, and we're pleased that that's good news.
Specifically, can you talk about some of the things that you are doing to protect your deputies?
Well, we're doing a little bit of change in routines. So we're closing some of our facilities, but people can access us very easily through 911. That's number one. When they call 911 here, they will get a question about general health of anybody in the area. So if they say, gee, I'd like you to come take a report about my burglary, we say we'd be happy to do that. Let's work with you in this way. Can you come meet us out on the porch? Is anybody in your house quarantined or anything like that? Are they, you know, lying low or are they ill? Which case we'll take some extra precautions as we respond to the situation. We are telling our people to take extra care, but we are also telling our people we intend to serve the community and be there for the community through all of this.
That is the voice of Sheriff Paul Pastor as he joins us on the G and Ursula Show. And thank you so much for joining us. Right now, I'm sure protection of your officers is very important. And what kind of personal protective equipment are they being sent out with? And also, is there enough for all of your officers?
Well, we have been able to equip everybody with a small amount of equipment. This is a lesson that we need to learn as a country, and that is it is important to be able to invest in the common good, to be able to be prepared for things like this, not to neglect the general good of the community in order to focus on our own more narrow issues and our own advantage. This should be a lesson to say we need to be prepared for this. We need to invest the public resources to be prepared for things just like this.
Sheriff, I want to go back to we were talking about more inmates being kept out of jail, and what is now happening with some people being let out on pre-trial release. What are you seeing in terms of crime in Pierce County in the past couple of weeks? It feels like we are so hyper-focused on the pandemic that we've virtually heard of no crime.
Well, there is some crime, I can reassure you, or not reassure you
right.
on that. It is a very short term over 2 weeks. We usually do it over a month. Here's some things that we know we will expect. With more people staying home, there are going to be fewer residential burglaries, right? That's not hard to figure out. With more businesses closed, there are going to be more commercial burglaries. Mm-hmm. And so we have asked our people to pay special attention to shops and stores that are closed that people might break into. We can expect more people getting on one another's nerves, being upset with one another, more disputes. So we will expect, we haven't seen a big rise in, but as people stay home and interact with people over scarce resources, we will expect more disputes. And we need to be prepared for that. And I just got out of a planning session where we talked about how we will incrementally ramp up and be able to respond to those issues.
Sheriff, we have been asking each other and asking our listeners to answer a very simple question, and we're trying to get everyone to be as honest as they can, and we want to ask you the same question. How are you personally doing right now with all this?
Well, myself and my staff are working very hard, so we're probably a little tired, and part of the meeting I had earlier today was to say, how are we going to pace ourselves on this? Because this isn't going to be over in a week or 2 weeks. This will be a long-term issue to pace ourselves for. And that's important. We need to work with you to make sure that people have the proper level of concern and the proper level of fear. We need them to have enough concern and fear to take precautions they need to follow certain health department directives and suggestions. Some of the things that the governor will be suggesting, I'm sure, later on your show. But we need people not to ramp their fear up too high.
Right.
We have resilient people in the community. We need to be able to remind people that they are resilient and they can be resilient. And they can be particularly resilient if they turn and think of people who need things and work with them. Do you have an elderly neighbor? Do you have a handicapped neighbor who might need something? Have you given blood recently if you are healthy? We need to do what we can do to reflect the resilience of the community and the ways we can support each other in getting through this.
Pierce County Sheriff.
Love it.
Paul Pastore. Sheriff, thank you so much. We appreciate you and everything that you do.
You're
thank you.
Welcome.